Capital Insider, sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to fostering healthcare in rural Oklahoma through education and public and private partnerships. More on OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, lawmakers continue toward a possible early adjournment of this legislative session, as Governor Kevin Stitt has already signed the General Appropriations Bill, which appropriates money for the fiscal year beginning in July. Is there anything left to do regarding the budget?
There's really not a lot. When Governor Stitt signed the General Appropriations Bill, Senate Bill 1177, on Wednesday, that was just 2 weeks after he and Republican legislative leaders had announced they reached a budget deal. On Tuesday and Thursday, the House and Senate passed a series of budget-related bills that essentially tell agencies how to spend the money they're getting in the General Appropriation Bill, or sets parameters for new programs being created by that bill. So it really looks like they're done with practically all their budget work.
The budget provides more than $200 million in new funding for common education, including teacher pay raises and literacy programs. But even with that new money, Oklahoma will rank near the bottom of state funding for public education. And now the legislature is considering the amount available for private school tax credits. That bill has passed the House. Where does it stand in the Senate?
House Bill 3705 currently is awaiting consideration by the Senate Rules Committee. It proposes increasing the cap on the parental choice tax credit to $275 million. That's a 10% increase. Now, the Senate previously approved a larger increase, and the $25 million increase is part of the budget agreement we were talking about. So it seems likely the bill will pass out of committee and onto the Senate floor. The deadline for House bills to be heard in a Senate committee is Thursday.
There's been a lot of legislative action on state questions and which ones will appear on ballots this year. A state question that would raise the minimum wage is on the June 16th primary election ballot. What's the status of other possible state questions that would amend the state constitution?
Two have passed and will be on the November ballot. One modifies the appointment of members to the Judicial Nominating Commission, and the other makes reimbursement to local governments from the Ad Valorem Reimbursement Fund, which helps offset county and local school districts' revenue losses from the five-year Ad Valorem tax exemption for economic development, more discretionary rather than automatic. But there are several others, including proposed changes to the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Fund, modifications of Medicaid expansion, and even requiring the superintendent of public instruction to be appointed by the governor rather than elected, that are still making their way through the legislative process.
During the 2025 session, lawmakers approved a law requiring school districts to prohibit cell phones in classrooms for one school year. That school year is about to end, so what happens next?
On Wednesday, the Senate passed House Bill 1276 to extend the state's requirement that every public school district have a bell-to-bell policy prohibiting students from having cell phones in their classrooms. The bill needs to go back to the House to consider the Senate's amendments to the measure. If passed there, which is expected, it will go to Governor Stitt for his consideration.
What is on the legislative agenda for the week ahead?
Well, as I mentioned, Thursday is the deadline for bills to be heard in a committee of the opposite chamber. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert said the House Oversight Committees have finished most of their work, so we likely will just see the House Appropriations and Budget Committee and the House Administrative Rules Committee meet in the coming week. Senate committees still have bills to consider, such as the parental choice tax credit increase and those proposed state questions. So we'll end up seeing a mix of floor work and committee work as they work towards a possible early sine die adjournment, but it's not yet clear exactly how early they might adjourn.
Are they talking about that, though?
They certainly are, and when the governor, Senate Pro Tem Paxton, and House Speaker Kyle Hilbert meet on Tuesday for their weekly breakfast, it will probably be a very big topic.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.